not my best moment, but I may or may not have forgotten to text her back. And then now I've been told that the Kings players don't like me because they're friends. So
wait, you have beef with NBA players now?
Beef with the Kings?
I get with the Kings.
But I think it is like a bigger deal for non-athletes, NARPs, I guess.
If you know. NARPs?
There's like non-athlete regular people.
Oh, jeez. Do you guys call people that?
You never heard that before?
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. No, and it's not meant to be mean, but it's just like a non-athlete.
Hey, being 5'10 is not that bad.
Oh, are you 5'10?
Yes, I'm 5'10.
Man, that's okay. Great.
We love the short Kings.
Oh.
There's like a jar that like got knocked off. And like, for some reason, I thought it was a good idea just to like, and then I got like my
pick up the broken glass.
Yeah,
I have no idea how that went poorly. They will play the Timberwolves, who will not have Rudy Gobert because he punched his teammate in the face.
Oh, did you?
And they won't
that?
Have Jaden McDaniels, who is an elite defender because he punched a wall and broke his hand. So,
tragic.
A lot of punches thrown in Minnesota the other day, and they are screwed.
Was a sportscast, one of the Sports and Stuff show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
I'm Carter.
And I'm Abby.
And let's get right into it. As you could tell, yet again, we've demoted Carter to not a host anymore. We're giving out tryouts. Last time it was our friend Nessie, now it's Abby.
If I remember right, I think all of your friends said that I'm their favorite host. And what did your brother get you for? Tell the story again.
I started the show my freshman year, so last year, and it was really bad, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But Carter was actually not the first host. It was my best friend, Devin at the time, and
real tight, right?
Yeah. And what happened was my brother and all like my friends who have like seen the show has said that I'm not the best host, even though I made it. So my brother got me a little trophy that says second best host. So,
Carter being first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
So now I'm third. it'll go Abby, Carter, and then me, most likely for this episode. But yeah, that's our biggest update. I'm not going to lie. This is going to be really weird, but I'm a big fan.
thank you.
I think like every single time I get like a chance to write an article, I'm like, dude, got to do this. I remember I wrote one that did pretty well. It was like, I think it was about how many ridiculous amount of blocks you've got or something. Did you end up breaking the record?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. There's a few. Yeah. So
that
was crazy.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but I always like to support. But
thank you.
Have you told her about the jinx last year?
I don't really want to, but
no,
yeah.
No, I
want
to hear.
So I write for the school. And there was a big jinx going. Do you know who Lexi Almedo is by any chance?
No.
She was on the Mainline dance team and she was my boss. And she like let me write all the articles for the games. And I, for some reason, every time I would go in person to report a game, the team would lose. So
like quite literally every single time.
And we also lost a lot last year. So
yeah. Well, the very first, I went to the first game, I think it was Long Beach State. Was that the first home game last year?
It might've been, that was a preseason. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when I figured it out. That was actually my very first basketball article. I had no idea what I was doing. I think at the post game, it was Mary Kay and then Elodie.
Okay.
And I was freaking out. I even, I was joking with Mary Kay the last time I interviewed her about the first time I did it. I stuttered every single word and I was like, oh, that's fun. So yeah, now Mary Kay probably thinks I'm weird. So yeah, so there's that. But I jinxed almost every single sport.
Yeah.
Basketball,
football.
Oh, so not just us. Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly
basketball because that was mostly what I covered. But it was like, it was so bad.
Baseball too.
Yeah, or softball.
Yeah.
For the softball team. I was talking about how they were undefeated at the beginning of last year. And I'm like, they're undefeated. And then 5 minutes afterwards, lost their first game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for the men's basketball team, I just stopped going in person to report on them. And then they went on the streak.
Okay, yeah.
So they were blaming the streak on
so
me not going.
It's your fault, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I could have shook it this year a little bit, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean, the very first game I went to, the very first game this year was the record amount of points. I think it was 120.
Oh, our very first game.
Yeah.
That would have been Multnomah, I think.
Yeah.
So,
and that was, I mean, that was a crazy game. I was just sitting there. I think there was like me and someone else at the table. But that was kind of hype. But
yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah. But I mean, we're not here to talk about my experiences here. what got you into basketball?
For me, it was my family. So my parents both played. They actually met at UC Santa Barbara. They both played there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so kind of loving basketball. And then they got married and went overseas, and they actually played professionally. So my dad played longer than my mom because she had me. But my dad played in Portugal and in Hungary and Slovakia, and then my mom played a little in Portugal. And then that's where I was born, actually. So
really?
That's my fun fact. Whoa. Yeah. I was born there. And, yeah, so then we just are really – we're a sports-oriented family, and basketball stuck. So, yeah.
Man, was there any other sports that you played, or was it just basketball? Or
yeah, so I played soccer. Actually, was my first sport growing up. Love soccer. Too much running though. and then did a little bit of volleyball, which I think definitely helped with the blocks and the timing and everything. So that was fun too. And then swam as well, which is really random, but. I hate it.
Well, the weird thing is that swim is such a big thing in California, I think.
Yeah. No, it really
but then,
is. Swim, water polo, all of those.
Yeah.
And then when anywhere else.
And then when you go to Idaho, it's like lacrosse is like instead.
Yeah.
So like all the people who would play water polo play lacrosse here.
Mm-hmm.
My high school was pretty big into swimming too.
Really?
Yeah, we had these 2 6'7" Russian twins who were just unbelievable swimmers.
Really?
Yeah, they go to like Cornell now or something. On a full scholarship.
Dang. That sounds like a movie or something.
Yeah. I know, it does.
Man. What part of California were you from? Were you from that Santa Barbara area?
No, so we're actually up north. So we're like East Bay area.
Oh.
Yeah.
NorCal.
Kind of outside of like San Francisco. It's the best.
Dude, SoCal. That's where it's
NorCal.
From. Man.
But yeah, that's where I'm from. So.
That's awesome. Did you, like, I kind of, not going to lie, I saw the, you've toured Nevada, New Mexico beforehand. Were there like any other schools that you were thinking of going to before Boise State or?
Yeah, so those are my officials. I went to New Mexico first, and then I went to University of Nevada, Reno, and then I came here. And then here was my third visit, and I just loved it. But I also was looking at UC Davis as like somewhere closer to home, and then a few other California schools. So yeah, I just knew like once I came on my visit here, I was like, oh, this is it. Okay, I don't need to do anything else. Like this is the place for me. So
yeah. Awesome. As well, do you have any questions before? I feel like I was just...
I got a lot, yeah.
Speed firing.
Is there any, like, player you looked up to as a kid or even now?
I think growing up, Brianna Stewart was someone I really looked up to because she was, you know, just dominating at UConn. And that was just insane to me when I was younger. I mean, it still is insane. But I feel like... her build is very similar to mine, and I can learn a lot from her and her game. And just, like, that whole dynasty at UConn, those few years where they just like, won for however many years straight was insane. So I would say she was someone I looked up to growing up.
I got to see – I've seen her in person a few times because I'm from Seattle, so it's right there,
I think that's a sneak peek for later today. I don't want to give up too much.
Oh,
but I think that
game is.
Yep.
The surprise game.
Yep. How tall are you, by the way?
I'm 6'3".
6'3"?
Yeah.
Damn. Man, making me a bit shame. I always
you're
lie.
Taller than me.
Okay. How tall do you think I am?
I don't know. 6 foot, maybe? 5'11"?
You ought to put
the
5'11 in there.
Take the first one.
Okay, I'm like 6 foot on the dot.
Okay.
But then, like,
you
always have to lie. Because if you say you're 6 foot, they're going to be like, oh, you're 5'10 then.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, but.
Hey, being 5'10 is not that bad.
are you 5'10?
Yes, I'm 5'10.
Man, that's great.
We love the short kings.
Oh.
gotta, you know, you gotta show them some love.
Yeah.
A little bit.
See, I don't block shots. I just shoot three-pointers.
There you go.
Yeah. He's actually good at basketball, too.
I mean, not compared, but yeah. I played in high school. I pretty much just shoot threes. That's about
which
it.
I can't really do, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, I can't do either, so
yeah. I've seen you hoop.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I remember after that first game too, I was shooting like at the rec, and I was like, oh, psh, yeah, dude, I'm already ready for this bat. And then like, I was like, I probably made like 20% of my shots, and I'm like, oh yeah. And then I saw the first game, and I'm like,
that might be they're generous.
Way better than me. I'm like, it was kind of just like a humble moment, but yeah.
That's funny. It's definitely more than just shooting too. I mean, obviously, but
it's also like, I think the weird thing that most people don't realize is it's easier to like just casually shoot, but when you're like being guarded by someone, it's like, but obviously you've played for a while at Boise State and even before that. Do you have like a specific moment or like a specific game that you've really loved or enjoyed?
Yeah, I have a few. In high school, it wasn't really like a game. It was just kind of a season. So my senior year, I actually got to play with my sister on the same team. Which we hadn't.
Also a sneak peek, but.
Yeah. So she was a freshman and I was a senior, and we were both, you know, on varsity, and that was just a really special year. So that was a lot of fun, just as like an overview, not really a specific game. And then as for like a more recent game, I would say our game at Reno in February? Might have been February. And I broke the block record there, and we won, and it was a really close game, and one of my really close friends, she was there, and so it was just like a really special moment, and I had no idea that I broke it until after the game, when I was doing the post-game interview, and Alex, our SID guy, he told me, and I was like, wow, like it just kind of just hit me, you know, because I knew I was close, but I wasn't like counting down or anything.
You didn't have it on your hand the whole time playing with like a...
No. Yeah, I had no idea, and I didn't want to know because it would just mess me up, you know, mentally. And I would probably just foul everybody and hack everybody. Yeah. So he told me after the game, and it was just like a... Because I was already on a high because we won a really close game, and it was super exciting. So that was a great moment for me.
So. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's like the coolest part. Obviously I can't speak for... Because I clearly am not setting any block records or any records. So I feel like that's the coolest part is that you're able to kind of etch yourself into, like, the history of Boise State and, like, actually show, like, oh, I've left my mark, even though, you know, obviously been really established throughout this, like, your time here. So
Adam, I screwed it up.
Oh, my. Yeah, so there goes our script.
Dude, I didn't do anything.
So now we just freestyle.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Do you have to sign in?
Hold on. This might just work.
We might just have to... God damn it. Okay.
Sorry.
Cut.
Commercial break.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, something always happens through our episode. We've been... this is our 79th episode. Oh, and there's always something... I guess this is the one thing. I mean, we've had... I hope this is the one thing. This is gonna be the one thing. We don't like to jinx here. No, we don't need to mention that again.
At this point.
We don't need to mention that again. It was also funny, like, talking to other athletes about it. Do you know who Ashley Berge is? She's on the soccer team.
Okay,
I talked to her about the jinx first. And that's also the sad part about, like, my job as a reporter is if there is, like, a not-so-great article that you kind of have to write about, it's like, I remember one was... ended up not coming true, but there was a leaked TikTok from a player like on the soccer team saying that the soccer team is going to the Big 12. Oh. And so I wrote about it, and I had a class with Ashley, and she was like, dude, some person ended up posting on this one TikTok that only one person saw, and then she was ranting to me about that, and I'm like, ooh, I wonder who wrote that.
What a horrible person.
Yeah. Like, damn, if I ever see that guy in the quad, he's gonna get it.
It's going down.
Yeah. So that was really awkward. I don't know to this day if she realized that was me that wrote that article. I didn't mention it.
Is your name not on it?
No one reads the name of the...
Fair.
They just read the article, maybe read the headline, and they're just like, okay. But
that's funny. Yep. Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah. Also, one thing that I wanted to ask about before the game... you talked about your sister. I saw that she went to like the All-American team or something.
So she was McDonald's All-American. Wow. That was about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was in Houston. And my family, we all went to that. It was this huge, huge event that they put on, and it was really well run. And then they had the game and she did so well. I mean, she's so good, but, it was really fun. It was just like kind of a, a celebration for her. Yeah. So that was awesome.
And that's really awesome to be able to support your siblings. But
yeah.
Are you going to try to keep playing after college?
I think so. I think it would be a really cool opportunity to go overseas, like how my parents did.
Yeah.
And just mm-hmm. live somewhere else and experience a different culture and how people live their lives.
Anywhere also, you got your eye on?
I don't know. I mean, I have, I know people in like random countries, like Elodie on my team. She's from France. My old teammate's from Spain. I have a friend who lives in Finland because she was an exchange student. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Got the connections.
Yeah, I think it would be fun just wherever.
So. Do you think that, do they also have plans to play overseas? Like, is there a chance that you'd play with like your current teammates
or
something?
I think Elle probably would just because she's from over there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it would be fun either way, like with old teammates or new, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Awesome. Well, we didn't prepare Abby for this game. Kind of. I told her it had to involve jerseys, so that was the only hint. But what this game is we're going to show you two players, mostly basketball, but they're also, like, some not basketball. Okay. And they're the numbers of the jerseys.
Yeah.
And we have to choose one or the other, depending on drip, just play style, it's any decision, I guess.
Okay.
So here we go. Who wore it better? Very first one. D Wade and Chris Paul, both number three.
See, I love Dwayne, but Chris Paul, he's super good. I think I'm going to go with Wade.
It's Wade.
I was going to go with Wade too.
He's just so iconic.
He's my favorite player, I think, if I'm going to be honest.
And he's great off the court too. I don't know. I'm just like, you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if anyone can appreciate his shot blocking.
There you go.
And I also feel like for him.
My bad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My bad.
Well, this one.
This is an easy one.
Yeah.
Give me Dame all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to be.
Not a Westbrook fan?
No. I mean, I do think he gets a lot of hate, which Westbrook. Can be, can be called for, but also uncalled for. I don't know.
I mean, he's done better on the Clippers. I mean, to give him credit, but.
Could only go up. But.
I mean, he's actually winning. Okay. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I know your answer.
Yeah.
Ooh. But it's the wrong one.
Yep.
It's Tom Brady.
I think I'm going to have to go Brady.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Rodgers has any drip.
Look at those ugly green jerseys.
He wears like the bucket helmet too. I know. He wears like it's like a bowling ball.
And he got that weird chin strap.
Oh, God.
Rodgers does.
He just looks bad. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady, he's wearing like the Speed Flex type of helmet.
The one thing about Brady, though, is the last few years of his career, he was wearing like a... It looked like a bionic arm. He had so much padding on his left arm. It looks stupid. But, all right, we'll go
Brady. I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't. This one, I feel like, is interesting.
Controversial.
I mean, Kyrie probably won't wear that jersey again, so I feel like I got to go Kawhi.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
I mean, probably, maybe.
Dude, they were terrible with him in the lineup. Awful.
Honestly, I think I'm going to go Kawhi, just for the laugh.
It
kills me. It's so funny.
I feel like Kawhi, I'm going to base this off a drip, and I don't, you know, I feel like Kawhi doesn't have much. I mean, he's just kind of to himself. Does have a weird laugh.
Are we not talking about who wore the jersey better, though?
Well, you could base off of anything. Why you just,
all encompassing.
Who you like more.
You can judge mine.
All right.
I mean, I like Kawhi better as a player, but like, I feel like I like how Kyrie looks in that jersey, even with the shooting sleeve. Drip.
All right.
Yeah. You know, D-Book and Harden.
Harden. I don't like
really?
Devin Booker. I don't
Why?
Like
Why?
Oh, I like Book.
I like Book too. I think I'm going to pick him.
Go ahead. I'm a Harden fan and I'm not a Book fan.
Interesting. I used to not like Harden for the longest time, but I think
really?
I appreciate his game now. Yeah.
A couple extra steps.
Did you have
anybody.
Like favorite teams growing up?
Yeah. So I'm from the Bay. So Warriors all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the way.
Gross.
Oh, man. What do you... So, he's a 49ers fan for football, but he's a Portland Trailblazers
fan
for basketball.
That's why I don't like the Warriors, because we can't beat them. We cannot beat
why
them.
Why do you like the 49ers, but not the...
I've told you this story 100 times.
Well, I don't remember that.
I started watching football when I was, like, 3 with my dad, and my dad was a Niners fan, so I picked it up.
Oh, there you go.
Was that
but
easy?
He just didn't like the... The Bay.
That was one criteria. The other one was I just won't root for a Washington team. I can't do it.
Mm.
I hate Washington.
there was a stint when I was trying to pick like a best, like my favorite basketball team. And I did like the Blazers.
Bad pick. Don't
but
do
I'm
it.
But I'm also don't I also do it. Liked the Packers, so I kind of picked the Bucks. They're a better pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean Giannis is the only player on that team that's kind of relevant, I feel like. But
Giannis carries that team.
He is very good.
Pipe down. Brooke Lopez is about to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, but Giannis is like...
Drew Holiday's nice.
Giannis is their
Chris
best
Middleton
player
is nice.
By far.
Bobby Portis might get six man.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Chill.
No one cares about those players. They only care about Giannis.
You just don't care about basketball.
This
wow. Next. That's...
Okay. Shohei Ohtani and Devontae Adams.
Raiders legend.
Ooh. I hate you. Well, that's also kind of sad because, I mean... I love the Angels, but yeah. Ohtani kind of, I mean,
yeah, this is
we've
really
put him to shame.
This is really sad for you because Devontae's already gone and Shohei will be gone in a year.
Why? Why are you going to take shots at me? Come on, man. I'm already the third best co-host today, so.
it's Devontae, by the way.
I think I'm going to go
here?
Shohei.
You got to go Shohei.
Angels. I love the little halo around there. I've always loved it. Like, we really were going to Angels games because I have family down there, so. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Shohei.
I actually, before any sport, was a big Angels fan. I hate this logo, though. I absolutely
really?
Hate it.
You don't like the logo?
I like the
halo.
New,
it's
I like
so
the
cute.
Old one, though.
It's like the only redeeming thing about the franchise.
This logo, I feel like it looks like a satellite pole.
No, it's like, cool.
I think the older, like the little, the A with like the little wing is so cool.
Oh, okay.
Top yeah. three logos all time.
Whoa.
And then like the little tiny lowercase a with the halo.
No,
I think that's cool.
Rewind. Top
the
three?
The halo? The A?
Top three of all time.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
I don't know. It's probably something up there. It's up there. Right. That's why I gave it a cushion room, you know? Didn't say all time. Okay, here we go.
That's tough.
I think this one's interesting.
Because the Phoenix, it is cool with the ombre. But
I don't really like ombre.
I'm kind of going to go Candace, I think.
I'm going to go Candace, too, because yeah. I like her on Inside
like,
the NBA.
Yeah, and I like their colors, too. They work.
Yeah.
And I just like her. I mean, they're both great. But
do I really need
she's
to...
She's a legend.
I want to kind of pick against you guys here.
You have, like, every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of dope. Like, with the... was it gradient? Is that what you call it? I guess.
Sure.
The color scheme. Oh, well. All right. I think the main reason I picked this one, okay, obviously I think Shaq is a better player, but I think on the mic, I think Charles Barkley is so funny.
He's
and
hilarious.
I'm that off here. I think that they make, I mean, obviously we're a good duo, I hope, but well, I think they're.
We're not that.
Yeah, we're not them. We're not that. We're not them. I think.
I love those old Suns jerseys.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to go Chuck because that's just so classic.
Those are awesome.
I feel like this one, though, for Shaq, I feel like. I mean, he's played for Orlando, and that's probably his most iconic. But I feel like, personally, the Lakers with 34 is his best.
Yeah, you think Shaq, you probably think Lakers first. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Especially
out of,
with,
out
like, Kobe.
Eight. Yeah.
But
I'm still going Barkley, though.
Yeah. When we were making
this game, it was funny because I forgot that Shaq wore 32, and Carter forgot that he wore 34.
We were both stupid. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I have a reason because I'm not the best at basketball, but
yeah.
At least I try. The only one I actually keep up with is Boise State, like basketball, men's and women's. So
should.
That's
as you should.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to wear this jersey, but it was way too hot in here, and yeah. I don't like how jerseys look with like just a shirt on.
Well,
like,
yeah, not weird. A tie-dye one.
Yeah, that's true. But
you know, combo.
Okay,
this one is Shaq.
he hates Karl Malone. He
Do you not? Do you not?
Yeah, we had a full-on episode where he was, like, trashing on him, and we called it I
he
Love Karl Malone.
He deserves it. He deserves the hate.
Yeah, but those Utah Jazz jerseys look so cool.
They are cool, yeah, if a better person was wearing them.
And I feel like Shaq just looks weird on the Heat, too.
Like, Shaq.
The Heat jerseys, they're so... The old ones, like that, with the little... I don't know. I'm gonna go Shaq.
I'm gonna go Karl Malone, just for the jerseys, but...
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, weird off, like... topic thing. Do you think it's weird when people wear the jerseys backwards with the name?
Yeah, it's stupid.
They wear them backwards?
Yeah, have you seen people do that? That's
kind of a thing now. Yeah.
They wear it, and it's like the name on the front. I feel like it looks so stupid, but I didn't know if that was like a...
What?
Yeah, they like wear it, and it has like the name, and it's like Curry or like...
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, that's weird.
I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
That's not a...
All right, next.
Not a good fashion choice.
the next like basketball game, everyone's going to wear their jerseys backwards.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm going to try to hold back here, because this you know one? How I feel about this, but LeBron...
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Yeah, me too.
I got to go with the GOAT. I have to.
I also think whether, like, regardless of, like, if you think LeBron is better or anything.
I do.
He just, it's so iconic for Jordan the to Bulls wear 23, 30, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of 32, you think of Jordan. You don't think of 32? LeBron. 32? Or 23. Sorry.
I think LeBron.
23. What?
Okay. Absolutely.
He also wore 6 too. Like,
yeah, wore a few.
Yeah, he owns 2 numbers.
No,
in my mind.
He does not.
He does.
23 he's... Jordans. Mm. No.
Well, yeah. He's gonna have 2 numbers retired when he retires. So.
Mm.
Oh well,
yeah.
No.
This is what we play here.
Okay. Obviously, I'm biased, but I will say I was 33 first.
I was about to ask that.
Me.
Really?
She copied me. Yeah, but it wasn't really her choice. Her club coach surprised her like a season or two ago, and he gave her 33 for like the season. They had a great season, so then she just has kept it.
we had to throw a sneak peek in here. Just a little curveball.
So yeah, I have to go with me, obviously.
Did you wear any other numbers in 33?
When I was younger, I wore 4 because I think my dad. Yeah, that was my dad's number at one point, and then. My parents were 31 and 32 in college. So then I was like, okay, 33.
So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, kind of like the sequence.
Is there one more?
Do you feel like it matters if, like, what jerseys you wear? Like, I feel like.
Yes.
What number?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%. I feel like most athletes don't like to admit that. Or, like, they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, they kind of give you, like, the cookie, like, oh, it doesn't matter. Any jersey I could play in. But it's like, dude, it looks so much cooler.
Yeah, but.
It looks so cool. Like.
Yeah.
And also. I was also number 33.
There you go.
So see, I mean,
get it.
But also, I had no drip.
You're losing this one by a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen the senior pictures.
Oh, God. Yeah. My senior pictures got leaked into our, so we're in a fraternity here. We have a group chat, and it got leaked into our group chat.
And spammed, like, over and over that whole night.
I have a chat photo now.
It was bad. Like, and I also had bangs. As well. I had curly bangs, so it was, like, right here. They didn't look good half the time.
God, that picture is so funny.
Oh, and the photo, too, for my senior photo. For some reason, I got messed up on my haircut, so it was, like, a ton of hair here, but the sides were, like, cut, buzzed. So it was just, like, a ton of hair in the front, but everything was short.
Oh, no.
With the Letterman jacket on and everything. Yeah, I love that picture so much. I'm so happy I have it. Was that the last one?
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously... I would go with myself, but it was a really bad drip there.
Yeah, you had none in high school.
Yeah. I had, like, probably, like, one. For some reason, I thought it would be cool to, like, wear, like, the half sleeves and be, like...
I can't hate on that because when I played basketball in high school, I had a pair of leggings, right?
Yeah.
But I would roll up the right side because I wanted to look like Lonzo Ball.
With the one...
Man.
The one sleeve.
I was obsessed with the Chino Hills... Every day after practice, I'd go home and watch Ball is Life highlights all day.
Aww.
Like, oh, that left leg sleeve looks so cool. I should do that.
And I was actually from where Lonzo was from, Chino Hills.
Really?
Around there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, never ran into him and also never really wanted to. I didn't play basketball either, so right. I mean, probably would have been rough if I did.
I'm trying to think of, like, the coolest players I saw play in high school or played against. Marjon Beauchamp, another relevant player on the Bucks, is from Seattle. I worked out with him a couple times. That's about it. I saw Michael Porter Jr. when he was at Nathan Hale. And he threw it off the backboard and dunked it at the state championship. That was awesome.
Who's the coolest player, like, you've seen or played with?
I think I'm going to have to go Warriors again. Because I saw a few Warriors games growing up, and so just, like, watching Curry and Thompson and just, like, the way they run their offense and everything was just so cool. So,
well, they also set, like, the trend of, like, shooting 3 from absolutely deep.
I will always love them for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
as much as I hate the Warriors, I love Curry. I love him.
I feel like it's kind of hard to hate him.
Well, he's also such a nice guy too.
Right.
Like, and even with like all the drama with like KD, I feel like he's been the heart of the team. Even though KD might be better than him, I feel like
it's so close, man.
I feel like it was pretty close, but I feel like he was also the heart of that team. Like, mm-hmm. It was never KD.
Yeah, regardless of who was the best player, it was always Steph's team.
Yeah.
For sure.
But also, this is a really weird question that I just kind of thought of. The backpacks that all the Boise State athletes wear. Is that like a thing? Like, is there kind of like an unspoken language with all the other athletes that it's like, oh, you got the backpack on? Like, give them a nod. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Is there a bigger deal? Like, I feel like for people who aren't athletes, it's like a big deal seeing those backpacks.
I think that's what it is. Honestly, that's just like we're all given the same backpack, and it's like, okay, well, you're not going to wear another backpack to practice. So yeah. I have two. So I think it's just like for functionality purposes. But I think it is like a bigger deal for non-athletes. NARPs, I guess.
NARPs? There's like
non-athlete regular people.
Oh, jeez.
Do you guys call people that?
Yeah. Have you never heard that before?
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. No, it's not meant to be mean, but it's just like a non-athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's a bigger deal.
The normies.
Yeah, basically. I feel like it's a bigger deal, and they're like, oh, you're an athlete, whereas just like for us, it's... Oh, it's just a backpack.
Yeah. I also have heard some people like have spent ridiculous amounts of money for those backpacks.
Really?
Like, have you seen people that like aren't athletes that like wear those backpacks?
Honestly, yes. Because I'll look at them and I'm like, I don't recognize you. Yeah. Or like maybe you're on the track team because it's a bigger team. I don't know everyone. Yeah. You know. But
well, I feel like
that's funny.
I feel like I try really hard to like remember everyone on the basketball team, mm-hmm. and like. A football team,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to like track and
yeah,
tennis, and there's a ton, even like the soccer team, I know half, yeah.
And they're all so nice, like I love them, but
yeah, I also feel like it's weird because I've seen Anna Ossley a ton, mm-hmm. like just in the hall, like in the really? Quad and everything, and it's also really awkward because I know I've never interviewed her or even talked to her, so I always am like, I feel like it's always awkward to like be a, like approach
hi,
her, be like, hey, yeah, it's like, hey, Anna, and it's like. I don't even know who I am, so it's like...
Yeah, no, that would be hard.
Like, I feel like it'd be a little bit less weird for, like, Elodie, because, like, I've, like...
You've talked to her.
Yeah. And, like, even maybe Mary Kay, but, like, I feel like that's with all athletes. Yeah. I have, like, the weirdest, like, interactions with most of them, though, where it's like, do you know who Eric McAllister is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I joke to him about this all the time, but the first full conversation I had with him... I was at the market in the sub.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like talking to him about like the, you know, the year and everything, and then my card gets declined right in front of him. And I was like, that's got to be a mistake.
Tough.
And then the lovely old lady that was working it was like, "Are you fine to go?" Cuz I tried it like 4 or 5 times and it just didn't work. And I had no other options.
And
I don't even
he didn't offer.
Yeah. Come on, Eric. Why didn't you offer?
Not to call you out.
Yeah. Come on, Eric. Man.
Help yeah. person out.
And he was like, I mean, we joke about it all the time now, so it's not like as bad.
That's
but
funny.
And then John Njoku on the football team.
John.
He, the first time I actually saw him was we were at Albertsons buying chicken nuggets.
Oh, I love this story.
Chicken tenders.
Nice.
And I was just like, yeah. And it was really awkward. But he didn't know me either. Yeah. But like, in those scenarios, it's also kind of just like, if you're the only people there, I guess it's like, it feels a little bit more comfortable. But if you're just in the quad, be like, you know, hey, Anna, and just like walk by, be like, throw their whole day off.
I'm not even going to pretend like I haven't done that, though.
Like, you have?
Ashton Jainty was in the quad the other day, and I tried to say what's up. He was busy.
Oof.
Max Rice answers, though, whenever you
does
see
he?
Him. Yeah.
Man, gotta respect.
So does Talon.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me too. NIL has been like a big thing. Mm-hmm. Have you like done any like mingled?
Yeah, I've done
dabbled?
A few like smaller things, and we've done some things as a team too, and
mm-hmm.
with the shirt, not really those jerseys, but like with our shirt sales.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. are like NIL, like our office, they just handle everything, which has been huge because we don't really have to do anything for that. And we
mm-hmm.
get a check, which is crazy. But yeah, no, I would say dabbled a little bit. So
It's do you have cool. like your own trading card for like the trading card things?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Dude, I've wanted to get those so bad. When we had Jonah on, I was like, so you're going to get me, hook me up with the trading cards? And he's like, if you buy them, I'm like, oh. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't have access to them. It's just like, we.
They don't give it to you? Just like, just because?
No.
It's so like you have we, to buy like the
we
trading.
We went to go and buy some.
Oh, man.
So.
Dude,
and we were
what?
All trading, like with the men's team and with gymnastics. And
oh, really? Yeah,
it was cute.
But, dude, that's so cool. Yeah. Did you get like any sign from like other athletes?
Like, did I ask them to sign it, or did I get any signed in the
yeah.
back?
Yeah. Or just, like, ask them to sign it.
No.
Or anything. What? Maybe I should do that. Next time I see Anna in the quad,
you should.
Be like,
"Yeah,
don't sign. Even say anything. Be like, sign. Sign it. Sign it. Yeah.
She would do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, she's nice.
I'll be like, keep it ready. I'll be, like, I'll be
waiting.
I'll be waiting in the quad at, like, one of those tables, like, the awkward table. Be like, maybe have a sign. Be like.
Make a sign. Great idea.
I'll just make it like so uncomfortable for Anna, and I'll feel really bad afterwards. But yeah, doesn't Anna have like a sister that because you and your sister look really similar?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Anna also have a sister that looks like very?
Yeah, our sisters are actually the same age and
really
they look similar too. So yeah.
Is there what's her sister's name?
Abby.
Abby. Okay.
So we're all A's. My sister's
all A's.
Amanda, so.
Oh man. Well, and then
it's kind of a lot.
That's Anna and Abby too. That's like super similar, but man.
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, but
man,
very similar.
I feel like you see. I already we warned Abby about this beforehand, where we go off topic a ton.
Yeah.
I didn't even before coming into this. I was not going to ask about the backpack. But I kind of saw it, and I was just like,
I kind of want to go back to the NIL though. Are you in like full support of? All the NIL stuff going on, like, do you think it's gone too far, or, like, how do you feel about all that's going on? Not just in basketball either, like, it's especially a huge thing in college football right now, but.
It's interesting. I think football would be the only area that I'd be like, just because people are, you know, decommitting and switching schools, depending on how much money they can get somewhere else, which is just, like, good for them, but it's just kind of crazy. I'm not against it. Like, get your coin, I guess. Like, chase the bag.
But yeah.
I do feel like it's hard for programs, smaller programs, if they don't have that, like, funding, if they're trying to get a really good athlete, and it's just, like, they can't afford that. I don't know. It's a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But, no, I'm not against it. So.
It's definitely better than what it was before.
Yeah,
At the very least.
For sure.
Well, it's also, like, I mean, some athletes... for some sports, they don't. I feel like they don't give as much support for their, like...
Because
I'm pretty sure, like, some athletes at some colleges don't even get to, like, do housing. Like, them, like... Because I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure you have the option to live on campus if you do. Is that a thing?
For us,
for athletes?
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
No one really does. But,
wait,
yeah,
really?
You're funding, like, kind of... I mean, freshman year, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, however much money you get each month differs, like... where you live, so on campus or off.
But okay.
Yeah, no, I do know that, like, some sports will do partial scholarship or no scholarship, so I know NIL, like, really helps with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're famous on, like, TikTok or something, like, that's huge, so.
And I feel like it's, like, also kind of ridiculous because, like, I mean, I obviously love it because it's, like, I feel like if people are able to get, like, money in college, especially, like, the thing with, like, Donald De La Haye, like, destroying for, like, making
seriously.
YouTube videos. You can't do that, like, before. I feel like that was kind of ridiculous.
That was extremely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think he chose right, though.
Yeah, for
going
YouTube.
Going with YouTube. He's huge.
I feel like now it's kind of, like, it kind of sucks because, I mean, he probably would have gone pro. And now he's kind of, like, I don't know if he's still wanting to go pro, but he still posts about it all the time.
Yeah.
For it,
you just think of, like, how much money some of the guys back in the day would have made. Some of the popular athletes. Like, Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
You imagine how much money he would have made?
Mm-hmm.
Or like Jimmer Fredette, dude was the king of Utah for like 2 years.
If there was like a sponsorship, like ideal sponsorship that you'd want to have, like funny or serious, what do you think it would be?
Ooh, this is hard because you could just go not basic, but you could be like Nike, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which would be awesome. Or
you are wearing all Nike, so
no, exactly. Gotta love being in Nike school. But
I absolutely, you know, I love how Air Maxes look, but they look like clown shoes on me. So I only go
really?
Jordan 1s. Yeah. I feel like
I love Air Maxes.
Well, I also have like a, they're like a weird off blue purple type of aromatic. They look really weird, but yeah. I was going to wear my orange Dunks today to kind of, I know, I should have.
With the jersey?
Yeah, and then the camo, or the tie-dye. It would have been a very loud fit. It would have been a really weird fit, but yeah, but Nike.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Or you could do like Dutch Bros or something fun like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you could just get free Dutch your whole life or something. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
I feel like for like us as like the show, I feel like a cool one would be, I mean, ideally, I feel like it'd be like a sports betting or something.
Yeah, that's what cool. I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say like FanDuel or DraftKings or something would be awesome. Just have like the ticker up there like Pat McAfee does.
Yeah. But I also feel like it'd be funny to do like something like absolutely outlandish. Like,
random.
Yeah, like a random pizza company or like a, and then like we could do like a segment where you just eat pizza for like, I don't know.
A pizza break. I support that. Yeah.
Wouldn't be mad.
Or do you know if like, are you familiar with Barstool Sports, like all their shows and everything?
Mm-hmm.
They have like, they have the one where it's like the Sunday Conversations.
Oh,
where they have like,
so
what
good.
If we got sponsored by like Stella's Ice Cream or something?
So good.
You just ate ice cream on the show. I feel like that'd be great.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Oh, well.
Maybe. Man.
Someday.
Yeah.
Shout out Still.
Yeah. But also, to kind of wrap it up, I guess, we have some current topics of, like, sports in general that we have down here. We have the play. Are you familiar with, like, NBA? Are you caught up with the NBA at all?
Mostly. Kind of?
Mostly.
More than him.
Wow, you gotta take the cheap shots at me.
You were throwing the same shots at yourself.
Yeah, but, like, come on. Man.
Oh yeah, excellent comeback.
Yeah, you know I still only really care about Boise State basketball. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, basketball is like way down there. My favorite sports. I know. I'm sorry. It goes like football, basketball, or no, football, baseball, the basketball. I would say, and then like maybe hockey below.
Okay. Respect hockey, dude. Come on,
dude. I don't like hockey.
It's better
than
baseball,
dude. Baseball's so cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's boring. Compared to basketball,
game,
yeah.
Compared to basketball or to hockey, where it's like constant action all the time.
Well, I would say, okay, I feel like high or college basketball is so much better than like professional basketball.
I would.
The energy of college basketball is better.
So crazy.
The level of play in the NBA is obviously way better. Yeah. I mean, they're pros, but
yeah, I feel like, I mean, for the Boise State games, it gets so crazy sometimes, like.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's also kind of cooler because it's more like you know these people that you're like watching play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of cooler for basketball games specifically because you're way closer as well.
Yeah.
Like for football games, you're way separated.
You can't like feel the emotion. Really.
Mm-hmm.
For basketball,
yeah.
You can. Yeah, for sure.
But it also kind of sucks because sometimes the ball gets thrown at you and then you accidentally get hit in the head. That happened to me at
Has
one
that
game.
That happened to you?
Yep. I don't remember if it was a men's or women's game, but there was one game where like, the ref moved out last second and just went straight in the face.
Oh no!
I do have a tendency to get hit in the face.
I was at the scores table or where were you?
Yeah, I was at the scores table, not the scores table. I was at the media table on the other side.
Okay, yeah.
So I was gonna say, not the only time you get hit in the face.
Yeah, I mean, even though I'm not athletic enough to be on a varsity team whatsoever, I do dabble, splurge a bit in intramurals.
Okay.
And it's also, along with my jinxing, an ongoing joke that I get hit in the face every single time.
It's so funny.
Oh, no.
I've probably broken my nose like 6 or 7 times.
You get hurt every game.
Yeah. Dude, I even got hurt today. I was doing tabling, and like there's a piece of like, there's like a jar that like got knocked off. And like, for some reason, I thought it was a good idea just to like, and then I got like my
pick up the broken glass.
Yeah, pick up broken glass.
I have no idea how that went poorly.
Yep. But like volleyball. I got hit in the face. That was last week.
That would hurt a lot.
Yeah. For football.
You ate it in football like 3 times.
Yeah. I mean, I also don't have good balance. So that also sucks. But I mean, when I do have my balance, it's fine. But yeah. There was like, I played football. And have you played on that turf or been on that turf on like the little tiny strip. It's like across from Lincoln, by Sawtooth, like
of
that little
turf
tiny
or
field.
Of grass?
The turf over.
Just Lincoln Field, right by the garage.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking. Yes.
It's like the turf there sucks.
Really?
It's like bad. Like,
dude, I told you first semester I ate it and I like burned my entire arm like three layers off.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Is there have you got like any like court burns? Is that like a thing?
100%.
Really?
Bruises, burns, yeah, scratches, everything.
Oof. Man. I know like I think one of the games, Elodie, like was absolutely killing. I think it was probably that Long Beach State game.
Okay.
Elodie was like getting like elbows left and right.
Yeah.
But I mean, they just couldn't stop her. So like, it was kind of just like, but
yeah,
only a foul if the whistle blows.
Exactly.
So,
man. But,
you want to talk some NBA?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so fun.
Playoffs are set, or I guess playoffs and play in is set. Mm-hmm. Bucks and Celtics lead the way in the East, like we said a couple of weeks ago. The play in is looking like the Heat, Hawks, Raptors, Bulls. If you're not familiar with how the play in works, the Heat and Hawks will play. Winner of that is the 7 seed. The Raptors and Bulls will play. Winner of that plays the loser of Heat Hawks to be the 8 seed.
I still feel like that's so confusing.
It's really not, but
it's. I feel like it is. It's like
if you're
why?
The 7 or 8, you have a chance to win to get the 7.
I mean, obviously.
Are you following? Are you following?
Yeah, okay.
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 The 9 and 10 then play. Got it.
Okay.
The winner of that plays the loser of the 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then the winner of that is the 8 seed.
Well, what's the point of having, like, why don't they just, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just easier if they just had the 7 and 8 just there.
Well, there's more money in this for the NBA, so that's what they're going to do.
All right, so let's just make a weird mini bracket across from the mega bracket.
Yeah.
Just to have... chance for the 9 and 10 seed to win.
If it was just 8 teams like in the past, we wouldn't see the Pelicans. I want to watch the Pelicans in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're not going to win
too. Like, there's a chance, you know.
Yeah, but like, are they really?
Dude, the Lakers are in the play and they're good.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get hot like at the last time,
they've been hot since the All-Star break.
But the Lakers are also 7, and they would have gotten into the playoffs at 7 beforehand.
Yeah, they would.
So it's like,
but they will anyway. They will play the Timberwolves, who will not have Rudy Gobert because he punched his teammate in the face.
Oh, did you?
And they won't have Jaden McDaniels, who is an elite defender because he punched a wall and broke his hand. So,
tragic.
A lot of punches thrown in Minnesota the other day, and they are screwed.
I feel like that's like the worst thing for a team is to have like an actual fist fight or like an actual like physical fight.
Oh yeah,
because like I mean, you're supposed to be kind of like that family aspect, and it's like I feel like that's so dysfunctional.
Especially
if you like
just in front of everyone, like okay, yeah. things happen. If
and
you
doing a punch
it,
too,
practice, yeah, but just in a game, I don't know. I was like,
did you see what Draymond Green tweeted?
No,
I saw that.
Oh my god! So do you remember in the offseason when Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole?
In practice.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy Gobert tweeted, what did he say? He said something about, like, insecurity is loud or something like that.
Yes, that's what it was.
And, like, right after that came out, right after the Rudy Gobert punch came out, Draymond tweeted the exact same thing.
Man.
I can't help but like Draymond. He's hilarious,
dude, and then
man.
Rudy also had, like, the mic thing.
The mic shut down.
Dude. He also cried after he wasn't an all-star. That happened.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
punching someone, that's just a little too far.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a fight in a basketball game? Like within your own team or between teams?
No, I've been close, but normally I'm the one breaking up fights too.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like you get really heated in the game.
Yeah.
It gets passionate. I mean,
yeah. Not really to the point of like punching someone, but you learn how to use your body in ways during the game to let someone know that they pissed you off.
Yeah.
You're gonna like throw a chair
my go-to,
at like, Gordy next game. Be like, no, I didn't like this call.
My go-to was always I would go in for like a little V cut. I would step on their foot, and come back, and they'd like stumble. And now I got space.
Well, that's
down.
Why I also suck at basketball is because I play every sport like football. So,
so you just tackle everybody.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And like I don't know what a foul is in basketball either. So I just like
pretty much everything
just, like,
you do.
Yeah, you like go full body,
pretty
like, screen,
throw shoulder the way, in there. The way you play defense is textbook fouling.
Yeah. Let's you know, got to sit straight. Only play street ball whatsoever.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, I just had a question. Go ahead.
I like when I played too, because I mean, I obviously never played basketball. Wouldn't even make, I didn't even know how to dribble until like a year or two ago. I have a video.
Okay. Do you think that you know how right now?
To dribble?
Yeah.
I mean, I could do it with like one
hand. That's a genuine question.
I could like, I mean, I can't do like a straight up like Kyrie handles. Like, I can't do beneath, like in between the leg.
So no.
I could do like.
Okay.
You can bounce it.
Yeah, I could bounce it. You
bounce the ball.
Yeah, I could like maybe like.
So there you go. No point guard status for you.
Yeah, I'm. It's okay. I'd be more like a point and shoot and then pray if I got it.
There you go. Yeah.
But I also can't shoot threes. I can only shoot mid. So I'm like, I'm basically
just
useless.
Broadcast. Just
I
go, broadcast.
I mean, they could use me for defense if they want to get, foul. You know, foul trouble early. So, yeah.
See, here's the unfortunate thing about basketball. You got to play both sides.
Oh,
you can't just not play offense.
Damn it. Dude, that's what really sucks. And for football, I think that was my best sport because, mm-hmm. like, obviously you can. It's allowed. You're allowed to hit people, you know, for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I would also, like, even in football, I would, like, foul so much. But I would get away with it because, like, I mean, kind of let it slide. Yeah. But there was some people that used to, like, try to get in fights with me because I would, like, kind of be.
So sort of speaking of fights, have you ever been ejected from a game at any level?
Ooh, ejected, no.
Or at least a technical?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, handful of those. No, not ejected.
Did you deserve the technicals?
I don't know. There's a lot. Not a lot, but like there's a lot of like different scenarios. There's like the double tech scenario where it's like if me and a girl get into it and we both like, I don't know.
I don't think double tech should exist.
Yeah, like just don't call it at that point. Or there's just like a, you say something to the ref and they, you know, tee you up. That's happened, which I'm like, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I kicked a girl once and that was bad. That was not one of my best moments.
On like
we were on the
ground. On accident, right? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I definitely got in trouble for that from my coaches and everyone, as I should have.
Was it like a Sparta kick or was it like a?
Yeah, low key. Well, because like, I was on the ground and she was like, she fell on top of my head, so it was just like my reaction to like get her off because it was like a dog pile. So, yeah, not my best moment. But we learn.
Oh, man.
We live and we learn.
Yeah.
So yeah, just random stuff like that.
So you don't have like a favorite technical story?
No, probably the kick.
Okay.
That was this season.
I have a favorite. I have a favorite technical.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Freshman year, this was the first time the varsity coach had ever watched me play. By the way, so. Not a great idea. We're in the middle of the third quarter. Me and this guy have been talking like the whole game.
Yeah.
He's not good. He really isn't.
Oh, but yeah.
I got a steal from this guy. I drove. It was a fast break. I got an and-one layup, and he was the foul. He fouled me. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only and-one layup of my life. I hate layups. Three-pointers are better. Anyway, he starts talking. He, like, gets in my face. He, like, threw the ball at me a little bit. And I walk to the free throw line, and he walks right up in front of me like he's trying to ice me. And he's like, why are you still talking, bro? Why are you still talking? So I turned and I pointed at the scoreboard.
As you should.
Like, full on pointed at the scoreboard because we were winning.
No one saw that.
I got teed up. I got taken out. And, and that was the first time the varsity coach ever saw me play.
Honestly, that's like that's a good tech, I think.
Oh, I was so happy about it.
That's a good one.
I would say. I got benched for the rest of the game, but I would say it was worth it.
No, that's iconic. For sure.
Yeah, but.
That's funny.
All right, so back to these playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh,
I completely forgot.
This is how it works here. But who's your finals matchup as of right now?
Obviously,
we don't got to go through every series.
Yeah.
But
I go Bucks.
You got Bucks out of the East. What about the West?
It'd be interesting to see the Kings there. I don't know if they're actually going to make it. I think Suns still.
They've been doing so good though.
I know.
You think Bucks Suns rematch?
Ooh. I have like an awkward story that I just associate with the Kings now. Over the spring, like in January, there's this one girl that I met in San Francisco when I was there.
She
was like huge friends with like all the Sacramento Kings players.
Nice.
And then not my best moment, but I may or may not have forgotten to text her back. And then now I've been told that the Kings players don't like me because they're friends. So
wait, you have beef with NBA players now?
I get with the Kings, all the players on the Kings.
You didn't
even
tell me that part.
Yeah, but it wasn't hilarious. It wasn't my brightest moment, so I didn't tell anyone about this. Yeah, I still don't think I opened that text. I don't.
I'm so happy.
You fumbled the girl, and now you have beef with
the Kings. Yeah,
that is like a generational fumble. That is so bad.
Yeah, there's gonna be like. So I mean,
you're not picking the Kings out of the West.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if there's any opportunities for like you, I mean, for the Kings to go on the show, I don't think that they would want
that'll,
to.
That'll be a solo episode.
Yeah, they're just going to grill me the whole episode.
I'll take
episode.
Care of that. Yeah. Or maybe we'll invite her back and we can. Yeah.
Two, we'll
host one
and
two. Yeah. Man,
all right, but out the West. You saying Suns?
I'll pick Suns.
Okay. I think I got to go Celtics out the East. Jason Tatum had a pretty poor finals, and I think he's going to be motivated to get back there.
Valid.
And out of the West, every part of me wants to pick the Lakers because I am the biggest LeBron writer of all time.
Well, as we could tell, because you picked 23 when that was obviously
he's
the
23.
Choice.
He's the GOAT. And yeah. I'll stop myself because I will go forever.
Have you seen like the TikTok or like the audio? Is like, that's why he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
That's how I feel every time I see that man.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm going to go both two seeds, actually. I'm going to go with the Grizzlies. I love picking teams with off-court drama. I don't know why. I just feel like it's going to go one of two ways.
The T-Wolves.
They're either okay, not quite. They're either going to completely collapse and get first-rounded by the Lakers, or they're going to bond together as a team, get all the way to the finals. Ja's going to get the finals MVP. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going Celtics-Grizzlies. Celtics in six, though.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to go Bucks because I love Giannis. He's great. And their whole team is
great. Yeah, see? Giannis.
I love Giannis
but
too.
Their supporting players are great as well, I will say.
Yeah, Giannis and then the number 34 and Antetokounmpo. Yeah, the whole team, the whole package there.
Aren't you supposed to be a Bucks fan?
Yeah, but it's all Giannis. Like, I mean,
it's
you can't
not.
Deny it.
It's really not.
Yeah, dude,
literally have a top two defensive player of the year candidate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, they are a good team, but like, Giannis is
they're
like
an excellent team.
He's the star.
Drew. I love Drew.
Drew Holiday's incredible. Good. One of the best perimeter defenders in the league.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going with them. And then I think I'm going to go Kings because I live near Zach.
That'd be so fun to
and
see.
And like, light the beam, baby. You know?
That would
like,
be
I'm
awesome.
I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
That'd be
so
awesome.
They're putting Zach on the map, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I would have picked Kings too, but.
Yeah.
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 Well, I guess we got to wrap up.
Yep.
Odell signed with the Ravens, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's about all the time we've had for today's episode. I just want to thank Abby again for going on the show. Really awesome. But yeah, make sure to listen to all of our episodes. This one should come out on Wednesday. And then we'll have another one on Friday with just stuff. And thank you. And we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.